Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio. This is Reverend John White coming to you from downtown Lilydale, New York. Well, welcome to the show. If you want to know more about Lilydale, go to lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.com, and you'll be able to find out more about the upcoming events on Lilydale. Now, we have several workshops happening online on Zoom. So to tune into that, again, go to lilydaleassembly.com. At this very moment in time, there's also a healing service going on in the Healing Temple on Zoom. So if you want to tune into that also, go into lilydaleassembly.com. It's on Facebook. And so welcome to Lilydale. We're excited that in this coming season, this coming summer, we're already putting together a beautiful brochure book, and there's going to be many, many different workshops that are going on. Now, during the last several weeks, we've been doing a series of meditations by myself, John White, and the first three meditations were on how to develop your mediumship, and the series that we're working on right now is Awakening and Working with Your Higher Self. And tonight's meditation is going to be on Awakening the Five Forms of Intelligence. Now, what are the five forms of intelligence? The five forms of intelligence are physical intelligence, emotional intelligence, academic intelligence, intuitive intelligence, and spiritual intelligence. Okay? And so imagine that if you were physically intelligent. Now, how do you become physically intelligent? Well, if you listen to them, if you study with a nutritionist, the yogis, the martial art people, the people know all about how the physical body works, then you also become physically intelligent. And how do you become emotionally intelligent? Well, you listen and understand your emotions. For example, in mindfulness, we say that you're not your thoughts, you have thoughts. You're not your emotions, you have emotions. And so in mindfulness is learning how to observe yourself have emotions. And every thought in your head will produce a physical sensation on your body. Okay? And so being emotionally intelligent also is realizing that your happiness or unhappiness does not depend on the good opinion of another person. If that's true, then you're in trouble. And tell you the truth, from a little book called The Four Agreements, we also understand that nobody does anything to you or for you that has anything to do with you. Don't take it personally. Now, we're just going over these very quickly, but you'll have an opportunity in this meditation to practice this. Then, of course, the next one is academic intelligence. Academic intelligence obviously includes, you know, learning how to read and to write and to express yourself in an academic way. And for those of you who are inclined and working with math or the higher forms of math and quantum physics, that's also called mental intelligence. Then the next form of intelligence is intuitive intelligence. Now, in order for you to become intuitively literate, just like in order for you to become academically literate, you have to understand how the academic brain works. So in intuition, we have the five modalities. So clairvoyance, clairaudience, intuitive seeing, intuitive hearing, and then there is intuitive smelling and tasting and also feeling, okay? So just like you can become academically intelligent with study, you become also intuitively intelligent. Then you have the next form of intelligence, which is called spiritual intelligence. So spiritual intelligence is basically understanding how the higher mind thinks. Remember Einstein saying that it's all energy, that's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. So in a nutshell, if you were to become physically intelligent, emotionally intelligent, academically intelligent, intuitive, and spiritually intelligent, you would make a quantum leap, and you would become a little bit more of your authentic self. Remember that it says in the Bible that he that is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So find a comfortable position where you don't have to move for a little while and enjoy this meditation, which has to do with developing and tuning into what is known as intuitive intelligence. Find a comfortable place, and when you finish the meditation, if you don't have anyone to share this with, simply write down notes what you have received.
Relax. Find a place that works for you. It's a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy, normal state of being. Focus your mind. Your mind is in every single cell of your body. Relax your feet. Feel how relaxed your feet are. Relax your ankles, your shins, knees, and thighs. The safer you feel, the deeper you will go. And the deeper you will go, the safer you will feel. Fingers, hands, and arms relaxing. Groin, solar plexus, and chest are beginning to relax. All the muscles and tissues in these parts of your body are going into a state of relaxation deeper than before. Your back, all the vertebrae, muscles and tissues in your spine and your back are relaxing. Your shoulders, all outside sounds will help you focus your mind and relax. Your neck and your chin. Relax your chin just the way you relax it before you go to sleep at night. Your face, your lips, your tongue, and your teeth. You're getting better and better at entering a deeper, healthier level of mind. Your spine, relax. Into your bones. Imagine now your healthy bones, your skeleton body. See your skeleton body being healthy and strong and relaxed. Your heart, your healthy heart, is relaxed. Your lungs, your pink lungs, healthy lungs, relax. Your thyroid gland, which is in your throat. All internal organs are beginning to vibrate with total health and relaxation. Your digestive system, relax. Your spleen, your pancreas, your liver, your reproductive organs, your kidneys, all internal organs, your nervous system, and your brain. You're getting better and better at remembering how to put yourself into a deep state of relaxation. Your feet feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. They're getting lighter and lighter. Your ankles, shins, knees, and thighs feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. Getting lighter and lighter. the deeper you go, the safer you will feel. Safer you feel, the deeper you will go. Your fingers, hands, and arms feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. The trunk of your body, shoulders, neck, and head feel as though they're no longer a part of you. Different thoughts will come and go. Different emotions will come and go. Different sensations in your body will come and go. And all these things will help you focus your mind and relax. At this time, if your higher mind were to give you a color that represents its energy, what is the color that spontaneously comes to you? Sound. What sound do you intuit? Your mind being in every single cell of your body, what does unconditional love feel like? Observe the sensations when you have that thought. Aromas. Notice how you're sitting in meditation. By simply sitting like this in your future, you will automatically put yourself into a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Awakening the five different forms of intelligence. In this sacred garden a being of light is now present. This being represents physical intelligence. You may feel their presence with you in every single cell of your body. You feel strong, vibrant, healthy. A deeper understanding of nutrition, how to take care of yourself, what exercises work for you at this stage of your life. Remembering that your mind is in every single cell of your body. By doing exercises that work for you, being aware of your nutrition, and understanding these basic natural laws, you'll be vibrant and healthy as well. They may touch you on the heart. Emotional intelligence. Your happiness or unhappiness does not depend on the good opinion of another person. Your ability to forgive other people for acting out of fear. Your understanding that everything that you could possibly want or need that is real is already yours. Love and fear. When you're thinking in fear, you're not thinking at all. False evidence appearing real. Feel in every single cell of your being as this being of light is with you. Emotionally strong and focused. Another being of light is now entering the garden. This being is the being of mental intelligence. You may sense them touching you on your forehead. Feeling every single cell in your brain awakening. Your memory is improving. Ability to learn and understand. Clarity in thinking. Your ability to focus your brain, your mind. Feel this being with you. Another being of intuitive intelligence is now with you. Can you sense their presence? Intuitive. Ability to travel into the past, to play in the future, and live in the present. You translate spiritual knowledge, higher forms of intelligence, having a sense of direction, focus, and purpose. Understanding the language of the spirit. A master teacher is now present. Spiritual intelligence. Feel the presence of this fine being. You may notice that you like yourself a lot when you're in this being's presence. Spiritual intelligence. Know thyself. Understand thyself. Awaken thyself. The great master said, these things I do, you can do also. And even the least among you could do all that I do and even more. The spiritual secret is that there is no such thing as the least among us. That your name, your being, is sacred. And God is passionately in love with you. You are a genius. You've always been here, and you always will be here. Now imagine, as these beings of intelligence are around you, in every single cell of your body, you feel physical intelligence, strong, healthy, vibrant. Emotionally clear. Having a deeper understanding of relationships with yourself and all other beings. Intuitively focus. Your perception, your ability to understand higher knowledge. Insight. Your spiritual awareness. Walking with the master. Bringing all these forms of intelligence into your being will awaken your true self, your real self. The purpose of the master teacher is to awaken the master who lives inside you. He or she who is in you is greater than the person that is in the world. Remember that you are the light. And this life is your journey. All the power that was, or ever will be, is here right now, in this holy instant. Remembering who you are equals you are born again, or born in the spirit. Notice the subtle energies that are around you. The feeling in every single cell of your body. You're getting better at understanding, recognizing what it feels like. Be a spirit now as much as you can be. So, from the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of mankind. May light descend on earth. from the point of love within the heart of God, that love stream forth into the hearts of mankind. May the Christ that has its being in each and every one of us awaken. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little will of man and woman, the purpose the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of mankind, may love, light, and power restore the planet on earth.
Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, coming to you from Lilydale. If you would like to get insight into what you have just received, and if you're with nobody that you can share this with, just simply write things down to see what you have received. We all get a lot more than what we all get a lot more than what we think we get. Remember that meditation is your ability to focus your mind. If you take away all the religious connotations of what meditation is, meditation is simply super concentration. And when you learn how to meditate, that works for you, working with the meditation that works for you, you also can become what is known as a super learner. Memory improves, your ability to focus your mind. You go into a state of rejuvenation. So there are many different benefits. And simply by meditating, focusing your mind, you go into the other side of your brain and you begin to awaken what is known as the gifts of the spirit, which include clairvoyance, healing, prophecy, channeling, and many, many other forms of, including mediumship. So until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand, and remember that next week, at this time, we'll be doing another series of meditations. We'll be working with reincarnation. God bless you, and good night from Lilydale, New York.
Okay.
Thank you. In other words, spread by various parts. Others must be put in on the true value. I don't see your message. Very nice. He doesn't get enough at the front end. Right. Thank you. I'm Correctly, they call